Yep.
You are no longer muted.
Good afternoon or good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It is Monday, June 7th, 2021, and this is a town special meeting of the town council to discuss the proposals for stormwater report received from LDSI. So we may begin. Welcome. Good to see you again.
Good to see y'all. I was telling the commissioners when I walked in, this is the first presentation I've been allowed to give in person since COVID started. So being from Eastern North Carolina, I like seeing people shaking hands, so I'm glad to be here. By the way, it's been a while since I've been up at this podium. I'm a very open, ask questions at any point in time during this presentation. You're not going to bother me. Let's keep it informal. A little bit about this project. Anything that might pick me up from here, maybe.
Yeah,
okay. We were hired to look at the area on the Matsu property that goes from just south of the water tower. It's right at Largo Way down to K Avenue. We walked the property back in February with Commissioner Whitley and Mr. Jimmy. This, from what we understand, was about after a couple inch rainfall event had fell the day before, and it was actively raining that morning. We understand this is pretty typical of what we see out there. So the project goals, we were to determine a feasible design and concept to minimize the nuisance flooding within the project area, provide a stable outlet along K Avenue out behind the fire department over here, and it needs to be compatible with Matsu's land use. So again, we went through the survey efforts. We previously had some information from a local surveyor. We've added some supplemental information to that, as well as we mapped the limits of the ponded areas or the water areas to look at the interconnection. That is important when you're looking at the watersheds and contributory area. We also, about halfway through the project, found out that there was a buried force main that runs and touches portions of the project. The force main's right here, this purple line. So this is a screenshot from our H&H analysis. We use civil storms. This paired really well for a previous project that we worked with the town on. We had Area B, so this portion here is the Area B project, and we run it in a simulation analysis to look at what the new watershed's coming in and what the pipe would do, and possibly adding and working these projects in unison. Here is a profile of our water through our pipe. New Hanover County requires a 25-year design storm. We also run 100-year through that just to see how it would act and how it would behave. So our assumptions, we use rational method for our peak flow analysis, a modified rational for volumetric when you do.
No, I'm sorry. All right. Move my hat.
Modified rational, when you do a interconnected pond or swim, you use a modified rational for a volume analysis, and we use NOAA Atlas 14 data. So here's alternative number one. I want to say that there is four different alternatives. Two concepts with two alternatives within each concept. Alternative one, we're looking here,
I will interrupt, right?
Okay.
So just for everyone as we go through the alternatives, this is an engineering alternative versus a reality alternative, right? So there are some significant issues that we'll talk about with some of the alternatives that we go. At least two or possibly three of them go into non-town owned properties with permits with the state, which is why these guys are here. And in my opinion, are not feasible because we're not opening permits. But from an engineering perspective, the engineers have to look at, okay, here are all the ways you can do something, and that's what they did. So I just want to be clear to council and to attendees that this is not saying the council considers all these as rational alternatives. This is the engineering view of the world.
And to add to that, what we do is we look at possible solutions, and we throw out if we have a limited budget and permits are easy to get, et cetera, we look and we see it. This is a solution. Whether it is the most feasible, most economical solution, that is the second portion of what we do. So here we have alternative one. The difference between alternative one and two is you have catch basins that are in line with the pipe. So we do that so that there is less of a cost for installation. You look at the fact that it could be shifted over and it's right against the resident's backyard. It's outside of the travelway. A negative to that, and we're going to see alternative two in just a second, is that, let me flip alternative two just a second. Alternative two, we have the same concept, but we have a lateral that comes off. Difference between alternative one and alternative two is the cost of restoring the fences in people's backyards. I've done a lot of projects. Residents are pretty proud of their fence, matching paint colors, matching etc., and minimizing disruptions to a resident is pretty important. With the laterals coming off, we feel that you could, what we call tail ditch, which is these yellow areas, and it's getting the ponded to the catch basin. We can set the catch basin right up against the fence and not have to disturb the fence. Bouncing back and forth just a second. Alternative one, the maximum pipe size we have is a 48-inch pipe. It would require about 1,000 feet of fence replacement between or in alternative one.
That's a lot of water.
Do what?
No, we're just...
Okay.
Pipe size.
Alternative one, we have a cost analysis here of $449,000. It is important to mention alternative one and two includes, as Commissioner Hagel was describing, a lateral that comes over to the beach walk community, to their pond. We received a couple emails while doing this with some concerns there. We have not modeled that in its entirety. We assumed, okay, let's have 60 CFS run through this this pond and what would happen there. So alternatives one and two bring in a portion of storm flow from that. Well, next question is going to be asked is, what does that do? So that is already a stormwater permit. That would then open up that stormwater permit, and we would have to reanalyze. We would be coordinating with the state on how that stormwater permit, is it up to codes, procedures, etc. There's a lot of what ifs that run side by side with this alternative. And that is in alternative one and two as well. $449,000 for alternative one. Alternative two, again, has laterals, $447,000. Alternative three has the same concept as alternative one, but it does not have the lateral coming from the BMP here, sitting on top, so you have the fence impacts here.
So which way does the flow go in one and two from that pond? You're putting some of the water back to the pond, right? It's not going out.
It would be from the pond to the Matsu pipe and then the Matsu pipe out.
So then it's alleviating further down, right?
That is correct. It is taking concerns. Localized nuisance flooding here would be as you could then assume that you're also alleviating the demand down there as well.
Okay.
Okay, the cost in your estimate in one and two?
One and two is $446.
That's just for putting the pipe in the ground?
Yes, sir. As well as we are having to, the tennis court gets nuked within this, so we are estimating around $80,000 for the tennis court.
Well, they put $80,000 to fix it, right?
Yes.
Yeah, it would get replaced after you dig underneath it.
You think $80,000 is a good deal?
So less water and a new tennis court? That's too good a deal.
And we'll do it in the middle of summer.
Mr. Allen, I'll say no different. I told Arlen this a while ago. When it comes to cost estimating, these numbers are from NCDOT averages, the bid averages. I know everyone's been to Lowe's, Home Depot, whatever. Yes. The cost of plywood and tuba cores is doing nothing but going up. Yep. So this is a concept feasibility level cost.
If we can do that for $80,000, I'm all for it, okay? Yep. But you think about what's got to be done. I sure never built a tennis court for $80,000, so that's just my only question. I mean, that's the reason
The numbers we pulled ranged between 80 and 125 for a tennis court, based on DOT's numbers. Okay. But yes,
DOT probably doesn't build a lot.
DOT hadn't built any tennis court.
And they probably don't build as nice as you did, too.
Well,
it's already flattened, so it wouldn't cost quite that.
$80,000.
Yeah.
So alternative three is online without the V12 pipe with $270,000. And then alternative four has a lateral so it doesn't impact the fences for a total of $264,000. So there's not very much difference between the two. The difference is evaluating whether is the time and constructability of essentially bothering, for the lack of a better term, the residents and the fences. If you can save $6,000, again, estimate, but have it offline. Again, and I'll get to this slide in just a second. I'll skip. Again, the next steps is going to be a meeting with MOTSU. And so one of the discussion points that we want to have with MOTSU is whether they want this pipe and have it where they traffic and the dozer sweeps it based on the middle point. They're probably going to be running low ground pressure equipment. We have ample coverage, but that is going to be a key factor into which I believe that the town should elect one concept, but have the assumption or the predication that MOTSU can steer that alternative as well.
Right. Mm-hmm. Especially since the cost is so close. It's just, okay, MOTSU, here's the two paths we would run. Which one do you prefer? And we think both will be fine for you to do fire lane clearing.
Yes, sir.
In the future.
That's correct.
I think that's
the only concern they've ever mentioned is if we did have a large scale fire back there, they would come in with such heavy equipment that they mentioned that the first time we discussed this, that the equipment would damage the pipe as they rode over it. But we're talking about a catastrophic fire back there where everything's burning. So,
the other caveat to that is where we want to go as far as catastrophic fires. We are estimating HDPE. There is some organic soils back there in eastern North Carolina and on our coastal digs. We have what is called ground fire. The organic soils, typically when you have a catastrophic fire, you're in a drought condition. You have a ground fire, those organics burn, HDPE will burn. It is nothing but molten plastic. So if it gets hot enough, it can melt. And I have seen tunnels form within where an HDPE pipe burned into. We could switch to class 3 concrete as an alternative. That would up the price tag just a little bit. A couple percent.
So I'll just tell you my experience of 50 years down here is you could take gasoline back there and try to burn that place. Even with what the clearing's done, you can see it's already starting to overgrow in a drought. So I mean, I think it's, I hear you about fires, but that particular swampy place, I don't think that's.
But if it's better drained, would that not increase? You comfortable with that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Question for you about the, if we do, let's say for example, we select alternative three, would there be anything that would prohibit us from coming back later and adding that pipe for alternative one or two?
Yes. If you go back and look, he has bigger pipe sizes. See, these are 30s, and that's 48 inches. Just stop right there. 48 inches, 400 feet up, that's the very end where everything's getting there. If you look at 3 and 4, it's only a 30-inch pipe.
You mean very end, meaning going to the ditch?
Yes. To the ditch, that's right. Yes. Yeah, the outfall, right? So because you're pushing more water through there, he has to have a bigger pipe at the end.
That's correct.
I guess the point I'm trying to make is that if we had that option, that we might want to be prepared for it in case we, I mean, let's say Beach Vault come to us and said, okay, we're ready to resurface our tennis courts. We're going to have to tear them up, and because eventually you're going to have to do that to your courts anyway. I don't know the age of those tennis courts there or anything like that, but if we had the option of waiting, say, 5 years or 10 years and possibly come in and add it later is what I was getting at.
Yeah.
Well, do we have to have 48-inch pipe for the whole length, or can you use 48-inch pipe at the end?
It's breaking up and just doing the end is the larger pipe. So here we got 400 feet of 48 and 350 of 42.
But could we do that and then not do the pipe through there and do it by that?
Absolutely.
Yeah, it'd just be a little more expensive.
You can prepare for the future to do that.
Right.
Correct.
By increasing the pipe size on that end.
Right. Yeah. Right.
That's alternative five.
So our recommendation is alternative four. It provides the residents with the nuisance flooding relief as well as it's the most economical. So again, alternative four, lowest cost, ease of implementation. Next steps is for the council to pick and schedule a meeting with MOTSU. Then we enter design, permitting, rates, and setup control, state stormwater, and 401-404. The reason we're estimating that those permits will be needed right now, we're just over 1,500 linear feet. Working width wise, I think this project's going to disturb anywhere from 30 to 40 foot wide per running foot. So you're over an acre at that point in time, therefore these permits would kick in.
Does the state permit on federal property? Because that was one of the questions that I don't know that how it got answered. They weren't very clear when we asked them.
It depends on what installation you're on. Some military installations take federal supremacy, and they say that the state is not allowed. Other military installations say that we are discharging to state waters and we will follow your local rules. So that depends on the installation.
So we don't know what MOTSU says, then that's really the question to ask?
That is a question.
Because I'm sure they've done a lot of ditching on the other side of the river. So we should ask that before we go to the state. I don't want to get them in a fight with the state if we don't have to.
That is correct.
So if we expend $265,000, what kind of rainfall would that handle?
So that is designed to handle up to a 25-year storm event. I'm sorry, Mayor, I do
25-year storm, so about 3-inch, 4-inch, something like that?
I don't remember off the top of my head. Okay. I can shoot you an email tomorrow with that number. Then we also run a 100-year simulation. Granted, with the 100-year simulation, your hydraulic grade line does have some nuisance flooding associated and some overtopping. But the 25-year is contained within the pipe and the storm sewer system.
Okay. In Florence was a 500-year storm, right?
Correct. Mm-hmm. Depending on...
Yeah.
There's nothing that would handle that kind of water. 32 inches. No systems.
It'd be like this Friday. It would clear faster, and they wouldn't be living with. I mean, Even in a drought, I think they were still having problems going through their property now, right? That's my understanding. And looking at the road, it's pretty obvious. So it's not like we're in a drought and they're having it, so it'll fix a lot of issues.
The other thing that I want to point out, and it's in every alternative, and this is going to be a discussion point with Mott City, is you see this light pink area and this light orange area. As you're coming in to the canal and you have an outlet, you never want to just blow out the opposite bank. As well as we tried to do what Commissioner Hagler just did with his hand and put a turn structure and turn it 90 degrees so it discharges roughly parallel. We had a lot of head loss at that point in time, and we would have to upsize the pipe. So our recommendation here, or at least the discussion point with MOTC, is going to be whether we create an energy dissipation swell, kind of like a wetland BMP type scenario, to slow that water down, that energy down, let the waves calm down, water calm down, before it goes on down channel. That's kind of our recommendation. It can either be on this side or this side. It looks like this is their primary traffic is right through right here. So we would probably go on this side, but again, that's going to be massaging what Matsu's desires are. And my last slide is contact information. So.
So we've done what council asked, right? Here's how we would do it and how much it would cost, or at least an initial estimate, right? And I agree with what Alan said and Jonathan sort of said. All these prices are based off data that's climbing. I mean, I'm in the construction industry and stuff's going up crazy in the last 5 months. I'm sure it's going to keep going up, unfortunately. So I think we got to find out if Matsu is still okay before we decide to do anything else. Do we know where they are now?
What's y'all's feeling about, do we need to push it closer to the fence?
From my standpoint, I mean, I don't know that it matters. The catch basins are where it's getting the water, right?
Yeah.
How the pipe goes, I think Matsu can tell us. I would rather not us tear down a bunch of fences in there and build them.
Yeah,
so I'd rather push it away from the fences and have the catch basins, right? And I think that's his alternative four. Matsu told us, go get a plan. We got a plan. So now we got to find out if they're still amenable enough.
They still are. The last conversation we had, because they asked, we don't have the survey for this yet, but we have it. That's why we brought Mr. Hinkle here tonight, so we could make our decision up, and I could reach out to them. And we also do have the Land Use Plan Committee months ago, going back on June the 30th, but I would not discuss that at that meeting. So we'll discuss this at a meeting.
I mean, we initially have one choice before us. One, we were either going to take water out of their system, or we're not going to take water out of their system. Then it becomes either one and two, or three or four, or five.
All of these take water out of their system, because right now people have have pipes that are bringing the water to the street that goes through the beach walk system.
That's true.
I mean, the water's going through there right now as much as the citizens can get it, and some of them are pumping it. It's not just gravity drained, I don't think. Do you know, is anybody pumping at this
point?
Sometimes. Yeah. So it's getting pumped to the street. Taking it off the street will help our streets.
Yeah.
Will help beach walks pond, although I don't know how much they're actually pumping. It'd be hard to tell, but any water's water, right? Will help the citizens. Is part of our plan to get that lot when we ask for this. So, I mean, the downside is it's really expensive. I mean, $260,000, which is a lot of money. So I'm not saying there's not some downside, but, I mean, the alternative is people keep doing what they're doing right now, and I think people are asking us to do something about it.
Well, if we did look at alternative five, it would be between 260 and 440.
Well, he can look up, I mean.
Yeah.
The bigger size pipe, the labor's not that much.
Talking about putting that lateral in.
Yeah, it's about $50,000.
Yeah. So the lateral would
a little
be
more
the
than $50,000. So he had $53,000 for the 30-inch
and a
pipe
bit,
on the other one,
and a little bit larger pipe on the other end.
Right at the downside end. That's right.
So
it'd be 700 feet of bigger pipe.
Yeah.
And that's about
And the other point,
$50,000 or $60,000.
Mr. Arlen, about this a couple minutes ago, but this is DOT numbers, and we're all caveating that prices are going up.
Yeah.
And when we originally went into this project, we were estimating that some of this would be done with Public Works staff. So there could be some balancing there, but it's, we have to work together to get some excavator time and stuff like that.
And we're going to have to bid it out. I mean, this is a big enough project. It's going to have to be bid out multiple to three. Is that right, town attorney? Three?
I always have to look at those statutes.
Right, but
yeah, that amount you'll need at least three.
Yeah, you're going to need go.
And what I think we're going to find is getting someone that's interested in doing it might be harder than we think too. Unfortunately, construction's just out of hand everywhere right now.
Okay. All right. Any more questions for Mr. Hankel?
I guess, Jonathan, I guess if we go that option four, okay, and then we would decide during bidding to do an alternate to allow us to give us that flexibility for the future, we could do an alternate at that point. Would that bother our permitting? Or do we need to plan on the bigger pipe for permitting?
So I'm gonna have to say it depends. But you can add, as long as the town attorney's okay with it. We do it all the time for a lot of municipalities. Some don't like it. I will be straight up. But it's called an alternative bid, yeah. and then it's at the bottom of the bid sheet, and then it's up to you at that point in time to accept it or to just go with the main contract. So that handles that. As far as permitting, the permitting from the stormwater part really kicks in when you tap in and you set that structure and you put that pipe to the BMP. That is when that permitting elevates. If you just want to stick a 48-inch pipe in the ground instead of a 30-inch pipe, you're handling 401, 404, you're handling set of erosion control, and you're handling your stormwater permit. They don't care if you're putting a 48 or a 30 in the ground. It's when you tap into the BMP that the significant permits start coming in.
Okay. Got it.
Yeah, that would have to be coordinated. So, I mean, in my opinion, Beachwalk would have to decide that's a worthwhile thing and ask us to do it, and then we'd have to enter in agreements with Beachwalk that this is what we're going to do together, right? Because the town can't just do it. So first off, it's their permit. We'll already have one for this if it's required. If Matsu says yeah, they want to play with the state of North Carolina. If they don't, we won't even have a permit at that point. And then whichever way that goes, then both of those have to be coordinated with the state so that we don't get ourselves in any trouble with the state, right?
And to what Commissioner Hagler is saying, COVID impacted a lot of this, but we were working with Annette Lucas, who's head of state stormwater, on writing the permit transfers. Typically, if you want to do this clean, again, it is up to the town, it is up to Beachwalk, but what typically happens when you have this type of scenario is a drainage easement encumbers that tract of land, and the town owns that drainage easement and accepts responsibility for that BMP and the stormwater maintenance, etc. Sometimes there's fees exchanged with that, sometimes there's not, because you are accepting someone else's permit.
We won't do that. Sorry. We would accept the easement and say this is your discharge point and the town owns it, just like we do with all the other ponds. But I mean, another council may be different, but I would encourage this council, the town is not interested in owning any ponds, and not to say that there aren't people that want to give them to us, there are. Every pond owner in the town probably, but it's just, it's not something that at least as long as I'm
on council. I don't know anybody wants to be in the stormwater pond.
No.
I'm just trying to make sure that if we go to the trouble to put this outfall in, have some flexibility in the future.
I think it's a smart thing to do, right? Because if we look, you know, if Beachwalk looks at their system and they're having problems, this is a one way to fix it, right? Because the town has to work with them to fix it now, because it goes through town pipes before it gets to Matsu. So the town, if Beachwalk came to the town and said, we have a problem, and we know it's at the discharge, then the town's got to do something about it, right? And to do something right now, the only thing we could do is tear up all the there and make the pipe bigger. That's really all we could do right now. This would give another option to that. So I think your idea is a good idea.
Yeah, I mean, I just want to make sure we, kind of like when you build a house and you're going to wire it for something or plumb it for something, and you got to have the, if you don't do it now, it's going to cost a dick out of you later.
And I mean, I think the price is not that much more. If the town decides to bite off this part, the big pipes at the very end are smart to do, right?
Yeah. And Commissioner Allen, on that discussion, there is quite a bit of pipe from study area A and B that we did a year and a half, mm-hmm. 2 years ago now, that was 30-inch pipe down to a 24, back up to a 36, back down. So to go ahead and investing makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, okay.
And we can run that revised alternative.
Yep.
Yeah. Yep. I mean, that's just math. I mean, plug in the numbers in. So our next move is to what?
I would like to hear Jimmy's opinion on this.
Jimmy, star 6 should unmute you. He said he was calling in. I can't see if he's on or not.
Hello, can you hear?
Yes, sir, we can now. I knew it was on.
All right.
Can you give us your opinion, Jimmy, based on what you've seen here?
The simple thing would be probably the 3 or 4. But, you know, you're talking about one tiny and different ponds and stuff like this. I mean, this wasn't what we were looking for, to be honest. What we were looking for was the pipes behind the fence, relieving the water from my food. So, I mean, I'm kind of like David. I mean, if we were to do something for future plans, I mean, yes, I mean, if, you know, that would not be a bad idea, but my opinion, I would say would go either number 3 or number 4.
Okay. Thank you, Jimmy.
Yes, sir.
So then it's up to Matsu now to decide whether they would rather have it.
Well, we're either going to take a Beachwalk solution to them and ask them which one of them they prefer, or we're going to take a non-Beachwalk solution to them. So I would like to...
Well, Beachwalk hasn't said they are interested in a Beachwalk solution, right?
Okay. Right. And because it is their permit, we actually should... They may want to go back to their people and get a weigh-in on this thing before we decide.
Well, regardless, so the issue is the line for all of them for Matsu. Matsu shouldn't care if we tie in or not, because it's all from Beachwalk property. It doesn't, you know, to tie in is like one more lateral. So I think you can take 3 or 4 to Matsu and say, this is what we want to put in. And they can tell us whether they can approve that or not. I don't think we have to decide if we would do that lateral or not, especially if he makes the optional end and then find out.
Okay, that's fair.
Can I get clean 3
just
or 4?
Make the end larger.
With nothing else attached?
I mean, then if Beachwalk now has some time to go talk about it, ask their engineer, think about it, if they came to the town and said, well, we want you to consider relieving our pond, we've looked at it, and we think that's valuable to us, then we can talk about whether we would do that or not.
And all it would cost is a tennis court.
Well, no, it costs $200,000.
No, I know.
Stormwater money.
$200,000 in stormwater, yeah.
Yeah.
$175,000.
Yeah, there's 2 property owners that would not be happy.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, is there a ditch already there going that way? Is that why you put it there?
There's an easement? A very shallow swell that runs right there, but the We ran quite a few different routes and alternatives. Number one, we looked over here at Surf Drive, possibly picking up here, coming down the Settlers, running around, coming back out and stabbing into the one out here in front of the town hall here, then coming across. So there's way too many junctions that way, utilities, all that. This, you have a tennis court. Yes, that is very apparent. I think we may actually have, based on setback rules, we may have to set another structure here, then come out so that we're off that property there, or the house residence. But that's kind of in the design phase. We would need some additional survey information and all that. That's the straight line, short distance, 22-point straight line kind of concept right there.
And, I mean, I don't think you guys should go ponder and see what you even think about this at all, right? Which is exactly where we are. But I think the council has enough information to ask Matsu, are we allowed to do this at all?
Correct.
Or not?
I think so too.
Right.
Okay.
So I think that's, we need to find out if they're even open or not.
They're still open to it.
Okay, they say that until we say, here's what we want to do, mm-hmm. yes or no, and then they say no.
We're still asking them 2 years later.
They said they wanted a report from an engineer.
There you go. That's right.
This is the last thing we're waiting on.
Okay, well, they've said yes, and then suddenly no before. That's what I'm saying, mm-hmm. right? So now we got to give them the clean copy of 3 and 4 and ask them, will you approve this or not? What else do you need next? Because my sense is there's going to be a next. That's my personal belief.
Sure. Okay.
Commissioner Whitley, you need clean 3 and 4. Do you want the report attached to that? Or
just take anything with 1 and 2 out and send me the 3 and 4.
Okay.
And then if I schedule, I'll see what their reaction is. I would prefer to speak to them in person or a Zoom call.
Oh, of course.
And David,
I'll
schedule
be glad to call
when you're around, and Jonathan, if you could be on that also.
Yep.
That'll be down the road.
Okay. And then that potentially leaves you an option for later.
And this presentation is public record, so you can get it. I start taking pictures. It's a lot easier if you get the thing.
Tracy, I can forward it to you.
Yeah.
You want the comments now or later?
No.
After you talk to your people, I guess.
Yeah, okay. Go ahead.
But
those laterals.
Yeah.
One lateral, they go from your pipe into the pond, and the other one goes from your pipe into the other pond. Or how's it going? Yeah. Explain the lateral business a little bit.
So this lateral here, let me make sure I get your question right. You're questioning this lateral here coming out of the beach walk BMP and running this. There may be that rain event that from an engineering standpoint, I can't see it, but it would have to be a blockage or a microburst or that type of rainfall event that water would ever come this way. But the intent is for water that is draining within this watershed to come out as a secondary outlet. Your other outlet is right here, just off screen, mm-hmm. right in here. This would be a secondary outlet that then would come into the Matsu pipe. It would be an outlet, not an inlet.
And the one to the north is an inlet or an outlet?
The one
going into the big pond. Didn't you have two inlets on that?
No, sir.
No.
There are inlets going into the Matsu pipe here. These lines that you see here are just property lines from New Hanover County. If that's confusing, I apologize about that. But that is that's just the property lines. These are just inlets going to from or surface drains may be another word for them that then go and attach to the main lateral line or the main pipe.
So where's the lateral lines from the pipe to the beach walk system? Why would you take water out of the south pond unless you put water in somewhere upstream from there? Why would you be if you're moving water from the little pond up to across the tennis court into your pipe?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. We're providing drainage, not irrigation.
Right. So there's no water coming from the pipe from your pipe upstream of that?
No, it's all flowing.
No, nothing's going into your system.
Yeah, all he was doing is adding because of concerns over dealing with this of another outlet for your pond system.
So it would be a secondary outlet
yes.
for our
mm-hmm.
pond?
Yes.
Yeah, because you'd have this one on the south end,
right.
and then you'd have this one on the north end of the second pond.
And that's why I said the only reason the town would consider this if you guys said you needed that, and it would be either this or doing something out here to this system.
So you'd have both of them.
Jonathan,
yeah.
would
yeah.
it be, I'm sorry, y'all, but would it be the secondary, the lateral there, would it be elevated enough to where the water still goes out?
So that's where I was fixing to head. This is all contingent on getting the state to sign off on this. It would be a modification of an existing permit.
Right.
So to answer Mr. Allen's question, I think what we're going to have to do if the state would go on, along with it and the regional staff in Wilmington would be to show documentation that there is a concern there, that's number one, or else they're not going to allow a modification to a permit. Right. Number two is they're, from a water quality standpoint, they're going to want the outlets at the same elevation. So your water surface elevation is going to stay roughly the same.
Sure.
It's the tropical events that we're providing additional relief from.
Right.
That, and again,
nothing's being added to your pond in any of these alternatives. Two of them allow more outflow.
Then we got to weigh the fact of how many times this is actually going to be a benefit to the whole system.
That's correct.
Right.
Well, that's the issue, right? So he put it in because he knows there's been issues, but that's why I started it out is it's opening up a permit, and we haven't had the permittees. We've had an individual in the area send stuff to the state and us, but we haven't had the permit owners tell us that they have a problem that we need to work with them to fix.
Yeah.
Alternatives 1 and 2 started in roughly April with a sizable email with a lot of calculations and so we felt like it was worthwhile to at least have the conversation.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. So I guess we should have a motion to clarify what you have asked for.
So I make a motion that LDSI be directed to clean up alternatives 3 and 4 to provide them to Commissioner Whitley to take to Matsu to find out the interest of Matsu in allowing the town to pursue this project.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay, that's what we'll do.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, John.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for coming down and looking so good, too.
No.
Okay.
Jimmy's got a red towel just for you, too.
Yes.
Hey. Said something about baseball.
My dry cleaning bill.
Okay. All right. So may I have a motion to adjourn?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.